And now your hosts, Matt and Brandon.
Thank you for joining us this week on a road trip. I'm here with Brandon in the passenger seat.
I'm ready to go.
Is that your new catchphrase?
I guess, because I said it a couple times, so it's just my thing now.
Would you like me to change up your intro so you sound like, do I need to build you up better?
I mean, I guess, but I think I'm ready to go is pretty good. I don't know.
No, I agree. We're ready to go.
We are ready to go.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, today we're taking a road trip to Six Flags. I should emphasize that. Six Flags, Great America, in Gurnee, Illinois. As promised from last week, we talked about California's Great America. And this is the sister park that was opened a few months later. And they have very different histories. Because if you listened to last week's episode, and if you didn't, and I guess I should say this. I wouldn't say we blew up on YouTube, but we had a fair amount of views on YouTube this week. So maybe we've got some new listeners.
You better. I mean, what was it all for if we don't? I mean, if I can't scuba, what's this all for?
Is that the goal? The end goal is the scuba?
I thought that's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
Make enough money to scuba.
We've got to start spending more money on our, using our affiliate link to pay ourselves back. That's free money right there.
You know, let's sneak it in early. Don't you love the smell of scuba? There's a candle, a magic candle company. It smells just like scuba.
Called Fiji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where you scuba.
I wouldn't know. Never been scuba diving.
Not yet, because we haven't hit it. We haven't hit the jackpot yet.
Anyway, side tangent, getting distracted. To our possible new listeners, welcome. Last week we talked about California's Great America, and it has this long history of being passed from one company to another. It started out as Marriott's Great America and then went to the city and back and forth through all these places. And then Paramount bought it, and then Cedar Fair bought Paramount. And all this is this huge, long, complicated history. And it all comes down to now they are selling the park. Actually, they technically sold the land. They're now leasing the land where the park is. But that's all in last week's episode. This week is Six Flags Great America. And the history for Six Flags Great America, it started out as Marriott's Great America. And then they sold it to Six Flags.
You're on the edge of your wits here trying to laugh. What's so funny?
I think it's just funny that it went from Marriott's to Six Flags and that's it.
Oh, okay. Just everybody was wondering why you were going to laugh. So I thought I'd ask the question. We were all wondering.
Oh, no, this is, you know how people say you can hear people smiling on like a phone call?
Okay.
I'm just happy to be here with you recording right now, Brandon.
You're so full of it.
Yes. So back on track. I feel like I've said this 5 times already, but I have to emphasize we're talking about Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois. Not to be confused with Six Flags Great Adventure or Six Flags America or California's Great America.
Or California Adventure.
Or California Adventure.
Whoa. Wow.
I mean, Brandon, if we're going to get technical, it's a Disney. Oh, crap. Is it Disney California Adventure or Disney's California Adventure? I think it's Disney California Adventure.
We just lost all credibility. You better cut this out right now.
Yeah. They've changed it before because when it originally opened, I think it was Disney's California Adventure and now it's Disney California Adventure.
Didn't they change it to just DCA now? They don't even want it to be called California. They just call it DCA so people don't think they're going to see anything California related there. Because they really won't. There's nothing California about it anymore.
Sure there is.
What?
You soar over the world. My favorite.
I rest my case.
My favorite attraction, Grizzly River Run.
How's that California?
That's a mountain in California.
When was the last time you saw a bear in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania?
It's another Office quote.
Oh.
Last week, duh.
What about the Redwood Challenge?
Okay. Redwood. That's the only thing about California. I guess they've got that backlot area still. Good question why, but we're not talking about that today. What are we doing? Get back on track, man. Stop going on these tangents.
This is all you. Six Flags Great America opened May 29th, 1976. It was built, as I mentioned earlier, by Marriott, but who was really behind it? Because Marriott is an entity, not a person. Randy Duell, I hope I'm pronouncing that name wrong. I'm so paranoid. Wrong.
I hope you're pronouncing it wrong.
I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. I'm so paranoid about pronouncing names now, but it's D-U-E-L-L. Duel.
Because I'm sure these people will listen into the podcast and be like, how dare he? How dare he speak my name and speak it incorrectly?
Well, unless Randy Duel is awoken from the dead when I say his name, he's not going to hear this.
Oh, may he rest.
So, yeah. Be a little more sensitive. Randy Duel, his name will come up often in amusement parks as you do history or like research on them, because he's famous for something called the Duel Loop, where he designs an amusement park in a giant loop. So in a way, there's besides the gate, of course, there's no beginning and end. You can just walk into a giant loop and everything's on the outside or the inside of the loop. So Randy Duel is the one that's behind the design for both Six Flags Great America and California's Great America. But he's also tied to Magic Mountain in Santa Clarita, California, and the original Universal Studios tours in California. He's also done Six Flags Over Texas, both the Marriott's Great Americas, which I just mentioned, and Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee. But wait, there's more.
Oh boy.
Yeah,
I did was busy. May he rest.
I did a little deep dive on Randy Duel. I'm about to test your knowledge of what you've bought me for my birthday in years past.
Oh boy.
Randy Duel also worked with C.V. Wood. Without giving it away, Brendan, does that name ring a bell? C.V. Wood.
Sure doesn't.
C.V. Wood built Freedomland, and he has a fascinating, this will give it away, a fascinating history with Disneyland. Does that ring a bell yet?
Keep going.
Okay. For my birthday in 2020, maybe, Brendan bought me this amazing book called 3 Years in Wonderland.
That was like 20 years ago. How am I going to remember that?
Yeah. Well, you got me this great book, 3 Years in Wonderland. If you are a fan of theme park history, amusement park history, or Disneyland at all, I highly recommend this book. Again, 3 Years in Wonderland. C.V. Wood was the first general manager of Disneyland. And yet, Disney has almost successfully erased his name from their history. Mm-hmm. In fact, I am reading right now The Imagineering Story, which is a great book. The series is great. The book goes into a little bit more detail. It's a huge book. Again, if you like Disneyland, you can't go wrong with this book. It's awesome. But I've read through the beginning of the park, basically, of them opening Disneyland. Not once do they mention C.V. Wood. And it was Walt, Roy, and C.V. that were basically working together to open the park. So Randy Duel worked with C.V. Wood. And when C.V. Wood left Disneyland, he went and built Freedomland. And Randy Duel helped with that. So anyway, that was a bit of a deep dive on Randy Duel. But let's keep moving along. So as I mentioned earlier, California's Great America went from one owner to the next, whereas this Great America went from Marriott to Six Flags, and it has stayed with Six Flags since then. So that's who currently owns it. And it is way more popular than California's Great America, and obviously doing a lot better because California's Great America is closing in the next 10 years. If you're not familiar with Six Flags Great America, there are 46 rides, but get this, a total of 15 roller coasters and 3 water rides. What a bummer. But 15 roller coasters, that makes it, I think it's tied for 4th for the most roller coasters in the world. So just a little bit going into Marriott, they wanted to join the tourist and entertainment industry with both of these amusement parks. And so they started these two parks, and they thought it was a good time to start it and name it Great America, because you know what 1976 was? What was special about that year?
The opening of Disney World?
It's the bicentennial.
Oh.
Idiot. Uh-huh. How's that not the first thing that comes to your mind?
Dude, I have no idea. I'm not thinking about that.
So, yeah.
Wait, what is the bicentennial? I don't even know.
Bicentennial, 200 years. So they wanted to take advantage of the bicentennial. Everybody's feeling really patriotic at this time and decided to open basically an American-themed park. And that's why they opened these two parks. And when the park opened, there were only 3 roller coasters, which is crazy. They had one turn of the century, the Gulf Coaster, a little insensitive, especially when it comes to hurricane season, and Willard's Wizards, which is still there, actually. Willard's Wizards. Is that what it's called?
No, it's Peeping Wizards.
Well, there's one called Wizard. I wonder if that's a typo in my notes, but we're going to go for it. And if I sound like an idiot, then I sound like an idiot, but that's what's in the notes. Willard's Wizards, which I think is now Wizard, W-H-I-Z-Z-E-R. Yeah. I guess we'll find out. Let us know in the comments if we're wrong. If we are wrong,
smash that like and subscribe button.
If we are wrong, I'm blaming autocorrect on that one. All right. So, man, we're still in the history. Got to move on. Marriott sold this park to Six Flags in 1983. And of course, their other park in California to the city of Santa Clara. But in 1990, Six Flags was on the verge of bankruptcy. This was not a great time for amusement parks. And so Time Warner, who was a minority owner, they bought 50%.
Minority Report?
Yeah, same thing. They bought 50% of the company shares. They're like, okay, we're stepping in. So starting in 1992, that's a great year, Time Warner started collaborating on ideas. And their first ride was an inverted B&M coaster, Batman the Ride, which is still an awesome coaster. And the theming around the ride is really cool. I'm sure you've seen this ride, or you've probably seen theming and didn't even realize that's what you were seeing, but it is an iconic coaster. And in fact, the track layout, the video I was watching, they're like, yeah, this is an iconic coaster because it's one of the very first of its kind as an inverted B&M coaster. But other places have just ripped off this almost exact like layout of a track. So apparently this coaster has been redone over and over, but this is the OG. And boy, I think that's what I have for history. Although fun facts kind of bleed into the history as well. So this first fun fact is for you, Brandon. In 2007, they opened a children's themed area called Wiggles World.
Oh boy. Okay.
If you had to guess what kind of treats you could get at Wiggles World, what would you guess?
What kind of treats?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It definitely would be those, you know, cup of dirt.
Oh my gosh.
The cup of dirt with the pudding with the Oreo on top.
No.
And the worms inside.
Wiggles World.
Yeah, Wiggles, like worms.
Wiggly worms. They'd be serving fruit salad, man. Yummy, yummy.
Fruit salad. Ew.
Fruit salad. How would you
eat fruit salad at a theme park?
Yummy, yummy. Wiggles World. The Wiggles.
I have no idea what's going on. Do they sell hot potatoes?
There you go.
Or mashed bananas.
There you go.
Cold spaghetti. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I just thought cup of dirt sounded really good because it's a delicious treat.
Dude, I love cup of dirt. I get it every time we go to Thanksgiving Point.
Everybody will know what that means.
I love it.
They think you're talking about Gobbler Getaway.
Yeah, they will. No, folks. Thanksgiving Point. Look it up. Walk with the dinosaurs. Yes, get a cup of dirt.
Everybody's like, "Ooh, what is this Thanksgiving Point place I'm hearing about? Amazing."
I will say Thanksgiving Point has an incredible carousel. So I'll just throw that out there. Unfortunately, Wiggles World did not stick around. But in April 2022, they opened their newest land, DC Universe. So throughout this park, they still have themed lands. Some of them are original to when it opened, but some of them are new, of course, like DC Universe. And all of the rides are themed to DC. Here's a cool part about the park is that it still holds, or at least held when rides open, many records. So I'm going to hit you with a few records that they've got. American Eagle was the tallest, fastest, and longest racing wooden coaster in the world when opened in 1981. There's one. In 1988, Shockwave opened as the tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world. Shockwave is not there anymore, though. Goliath opened in 2014 and is the steepest wooden coaster, longest drop on a wooden coaster, and the fastest wooden roller coaster. It doesn't have all of those anymore, the records, but it still is the steepest and longest drop for a wooden roller coaster. Max Force, this coaster looks freaking intense, is the fastest accelerating coaster in North America. Goes from zero to 70.
Is it the fastest water coaster?
What? Is that what I said?
Is it the fast six water coaster?
Max Force is the fastest accelerating coaster in North America, going from zero to 78 miles per hour in 1.8 seconds.
1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah. And actually, the video I was watching, the person's like, this is actually the fastest accelerating in the world right now because the other two fastest accelerating are closed. One of those is the one in Japan we talked about on that other podcast we were on where it kept breaking people's backs.
Yes.
And last fun fact, Batman, the Ride, and Whizzer have been designed, but have been did you just laughed at Whizzer?
Is it really Whizzer?
Yeah. Whizzer.
Okay. I just think you're having some tongue problems today.
I am. I'm really struggling. Batman the Ride and Whizzer have been designated by ACE, which is American Coaster Enthusiasts, as coaster landmarks. I'm curious, if it's designated as a coaster landmark, does that mean you can never tear it down?
I think he's got it going bossa nova. Hammering away like freaking Tommy Noble. The hell's he doing?
Oh, I'm sweating.
Guy thinks he's Captain Nuts. Thinks he's Captain Tie Nuts.
Oh, so that's a long intro, but that's the history and fun facts of this park. And let's take a walk through the park. All right, this walk through the park is going to be a little different because we like to focus on the history of rides, and specifically like dark rides have a lot of history behind them. But coasters, although they do have histories, really cool histories, I covered, I think, the good stuff and the fun facts. So I don't have a ton of history to talk about with all the coasters, and that's the majority of the park. So I just selected a few things we could talk about, and it's probably going to be a short walk through the park today. But you know what we're starting with, Brandon?
What's that?
It's a carousel review. So this is confusing. At California's Great America, it is Carousel Columbia, which we talked about last week in the history of that. So we're not going to repeat the history because they're almost identical. This one is Columbia Carousel. So they flipped the names, made it confusing, but it still looks the exact same when you enter the park. There's the carousel plaza with the water and the double-decker carousel. This is the second highest carousel in the world at 100 feet because, as we talked about last week, Carousel Columbia is 101 feet, which makes me laugh. I don't know why they didn't make them the same. Maybe to be like, this is the first one that was built, so it's 101 feet. The other one's going to be 1 foot shorter. Like I said, we discussed the history of it last week, so I won't get too much into it. It is a Chance Rides carousel and is 47 years old. And that's about it for the carousel. The only other ride that I wanted to talk about is a dark ride, which it can be found at many other Six Flags parks. But it is here as well at Six Flags Great America.
Ooh, let me guess.
Yeah.
Is it the League of Justice ride?
Justice League. Yeah, you've got it.
All right. League of Justice.
It's the League of Justice
tonight. I was way off.
Sammy Suave Slappy. Oh, here it is.
Sammy Swanson.
Here it is, right here. It's Justice League Battle for Metropolis.
Oh, you're both wrong.
Yeah. So this is a really cool ride. It's a Sally Dark ride. It opened in 2016 at this park. I'm curious when the first one was opened at all the Six Flags. It is a 3D shooter ride, but don't let that discourage you because it's a good mix of physical props and then while you're in between screens. So you're not just staring at screens the whole time.
And you say, don't let it discourage you, because I hate shooting rides.
Yeah, and it's a screen ride.
But they're the scourge of the modern day theme park.
It is a bummer. I love when we don't talk about Disney on this podcast too much, but I love when Disney's like, we've got a new land with this new coaster and 3 spinner rides. It's like, all right, 3 more spinner rides. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know what you mean. And in the theme park area now, it's like, we've got this new screen ride. And
when you shoot stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what people want, apparently.
Well, you know what we say about screen rides. You either love them or you hate them.
Or you think they're okay.
Yeah. So,
you know what I say?
What?
Not my chair, not my problem.
That's exactly what you said. Yeah. That is what you say. Oh, that's good. Yeah,
every time.
I got to mention, in Justice League Battle for Metropolis, you come face to face with Joker and animatronic. Ooh. Not on a screen. And he blasts you. He gets you. It's pretty.
Blasts you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, what am I supposed to say? He shoots you. Joker comes down and he shoots you. Is that better?
I'm not trying to be funny. Not trying to get a laugh.
Anyway. That's Justice League Battle for Metropolis.
I've never been on it. I've been to One Six Flags Park, but I didn't even know this ride was there, and I completely missed it. Was it a bad thing I missed it, or is it all right?
I think it's a bad thing you missed it. It was really cool. Hmm. I think it looks really cool. Like I said, there's a good mix of physical props in between screens, so it's not like one screen to the next. really cool ride.
Nice.
I don't have this in my notes, but I feel impressed to mention, that's weird that I said that way. They have a indoor coaster, and I think it's like a dark coaster you can't see. That's Batman. It's another Batman themed coaster, Batman the Dark Knight. And that coaster looked really cool, but obviously it's not in our notes. So I don't have anything else to say about it other than that coaster looked really cool.
Nice. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, that's what you say. Great story, bro. We're almost done.
You botched the quote. It's cool story, bro.
Wait, my wife says boomer. Great story to me. Cool story, bro. I did screw that up.
Okay, boomer.
I mean, the rest of the park is just coasters and a lot of them. There's a few flat rides that are you can find everywhere else. But I will say for a
roller coasters rule. You don't like the roller coaster? You suck.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Is this a Billy Madison quote?
No.
Is this a quote? Are you just saying this?
It is a quote.
Roller coasters.
Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons? Mr. Balloon Hands? No way. No way. Get real. Like those things.
I don't know what your quote is.
Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk Down Me. I'm the walkway. Lead me to the building. 5643. Yeah, right.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say it is a coaster heavy theme park, but the theming is actually really nice, which I was surprised to see. So if you haven't seen it before, check out some videos or visit it in real life, which would be better. But the theming actually is really nice. They have some good theming and there's not much more to say about that.
Do they have a lot of trees?
No, I don't think there's a lot of trees there actually.
Because I'm the king of the trees. I'm the tree meister.
All right. All right. This isn't 2007. Does he really say I'm the king of the trees?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember almost all of them you said, except I'm the king of the trees.
What about this one? This guy's a This guy's some sort of
I don't remember that. I'll leave that in. All right, Brennan, I wrote a new segment for this episode.
Oh boy, what is it?
It might come back later, but I feel like we spent so much time on the history, fun facts, and then just a few of the rides. We have to do a speed round to name all the coasters because I know there'll be listeners like, how do they not talk about this coaster? So, yeah. I mean, all the big iconic ones, the ones that have records and stuff, we listed them and talked about the records, but here's the speed round for coasters. Now, listener, I have been fumbling my words all night, but you're not going to hear that because I just edit that stuff out. I'm not going to edit this next part. I'm going to say these 15 coasters as fast as I can. Are you ready?
Ooh. Hold on. Should we do a timer?
Yes. Got the timer ready?
Timer's ready.
Clear my throat.
Let's go.
Here we go. American Eagle, Batman the Ride, Demon, Goliath, Little Dipper, Max Force, Raging Bull, Sprockets Rockets, Superman Ultimate Flight, The Dark Knight Coaster, The Flash Vertical Velocity, The Joker Free Fly Coaster, Viper Wizard X Fight. That was a lot. It? Yeah, that's 15 sorry. Coasters.
All right, 15 coasters in 15 seconds. Good job, buddy.
Oh, hold on. I didn't start the timer.
I started the timer. I have one on my end.
I'm just kidding. That's it? I just said one coaster per second?
Yeah, dude, you stink.
Oh, that sucks. Well, what do you say, Brennan? Should we wrap it up?
Please.
Let's wrap this episode up. I know we didn't talk about a lot of the rides, but from what you know, what ride would you want to ride if you could only ride one?
Like in the whole world?
At this park, you numbnuts.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad. Okay, my one ride at this park. Justice League, obviously, because I didn't get to ride it last time.
Yeah, but you could go somewhere else and ride that ride.
Yeah, but
I'm just playing devil's advocate. That can be your ride.
Let's see.
You can do it. That's a good answer. Good answer. Good answer.
Is it? Do they have the Joker animatronic that blasts you at every other park?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure it's identical at every park.
That kind of sucks, man. Why would you make an identical dark ride with no variation and put it in every single one of your parks?
There is a dark ride that I have started noticing researching other parks that just it's in like three different parks. Exactly for the real? Same. What Blue is Blasters, it? I think.
Oh, and it's another shooter, of course. Ugh, yes, garbage. It is. Garbage.
I think you'll like it when we talk about it.
All right. But anyways, I just think that's silly. Like, come on. You could do Justice League in one park. In another park, why don't you do an all villains ride, you know, where you see Batman, he blasts you at the end. Like, mix it up, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, but when you have such a good ride, you're like, we can clone this and put it everywhere else. Think of how much money you save. You do research and development, and then you just
clone. I know even Disney does this, right? But they change it up in other parks. Some of them are the same, but Haunted Mansion's different in every park. There's little differences. Sounds like these ones are just, it's Justice League, and that's what you get.
Yeah, I see your point. Well, that's why I'm not going to pick that ride. If I go to this park, you're going to find me riding Max Force. Now, this is the fastest accelerating coaster in North America. 0 to 78 in 1.8 seconds. I don't even think I can get from 0 to 78 in my car going downhill on the freeway in like 5 seconds. There's no way. No, it takes me like 15 seconds to get to 78 in my car going downhill on a freeway entrance.
You can't even read through 15 coasters in less than 15 seconds. So
that's fast. I want to know what that. I want to experience what that coaster will do to my body.
What? kind of a comment is that?
You know, they'll feel different. Right. I've never experienced something like that.
All right.
Mix it up. Go on this crazy coaster. Oh, all right, Brandon, would we really want to visit this park?
You know what? It's maybe an unpopular opinion, but this is not number one on my list.
Oh, I know. It's because we're old.
They don't even have the tall carousel, you know?
We're old shorter. And we get headaches on coasters.
Yeah, I get a headache just talking about them sometimes, you know? Just like imagining myself whipping around on the coaster.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's my voice.
Okay, well, I was trying to be nice, but that is what it is.
Yeah. Now, I'd like to...
Hearing you talk about coasters, it's like the pain I feel going on 20 coasters in a row.
Thank you. So I bring Welcome. You some form of pleasure.
You know how Thunder Mountain gets rid of kidney stones? I think listening to you talk about things gives me kidney stones.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
There's one.
Okay, you've taken it far enough. We got it, Brandon. I do want to visit this park. I think it'd be cool. I'm sure there's the 15 coaster challenge to ride all 15 in the day. And I would love to do that. And that's all I'll say about that.
Twice.
What?
You got to ride Tatsu twice.
Tatsu's not even there. What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. It's a different.
Is that a quote?
I know. It's at Six Flags in California. It's Six Flags Magic Mountain. I'm sorry.
Make us sound like idiots.
It's from PTR.
Oh, I don't remember that quote.
You don't?
No.
They say it all the time.
Really?
Yes.
I'll have to start paying attention.
I'll find it for you. Okay. They say it.
A very important question, Brandon. I have to answer for every episode. Does it have a waterfall in the park? Crap. I can't remember seeing one or looking for... Yep. Nope. There's a waterfall. There is. There's like some pirate ride where you ride in ships and you can spray water at people on the side and they can spray water at you. And I'm pretty sure there's a waterfall there.
You're pretty sure?
Yeah. So bonus points for a waterfall.
All right. I guess I'll go to this park if I have to.
Yeah.
If they've got a waterfall, I guess I'll have to go.
It checks the box.
My Eeyore impression pretty good.
Yeah, that was all right. You can work on
Let's hear your best Tigger.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hey, not bad.
It's because I ate all those Tigger tails, so a part of him is inside of me.
Oh boy, I think that's it for tonight. I think we're calling it.
You got any final thoughts on this park?
As much as I love to think about you eating all those Tigger tails, I love I don't even need to eat the candy. But just going in a candy store and smelling that smell just sometimes does it for me, you know? And that's why we definitely recommend you get some scents from the Magic Candle Company. Because I actually got one not too long ago that the smell is confectionery. And it's like you're walking in to get a Tigger Tail. Maybe you don't get that Tigger Tail at the end, so it's not as great. But it gives you a little bit of that taste of it. Please do not lick the scents. That would be very harmful for you. We've got affiliate link. Check it out. Get your scents and you're going to have a good time.
Brandon, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul.
Thank you.
The question was, any final thoughts? You started talking and I was like, where are you going with this? And I was like,
we have to do our lean, our magic candle affiliate plug.
It was great. It was good.
I was trying to get it in there.
You got it in there. Right. I appreciate it. And the listeners will appreciate it. And they'll really appreciate it when they use that affiliate link.
They get their candles or their smells. But the real question, do I have any final thoughts? No, I do not.
Okay. Yeah, I want to visit this park. I think it'd be a lot of fun. But as a St. Louis Blues fan, it hurts my soul a little bit to go to Chicago because they're cheaters. So I'll just leave it at that.
But they don't have, do they sell Chicago deep dish pizza here?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, there's no reason to go then.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. We totally made it under 30 minutes.
Totally. Oh my gosh, it's late.
Well done. Oh yeah, it's 8:50.
Past your bedtime, mister.
Well, I think that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. If you found us through YouTube, you can expect shorts pretty much every day about amusement parks we're talking about. Yeah, about something. Almost always.
Matt will probably stick to the script.
Yeah, I will.
Matt will post some real quality, real thought out shorts. And you know what? I might post them too. And that's what we'll say about that.
Yes, you will. And I appreciate it. All right. Have a great week. And we will catch you next week on our road trip to, I'm not going to say.
Home, Alaska.
It's going to be a good one. I will say that. Smaller park, but it's great. Great history. So I'll leave it at that. And that is it. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you then.
Or I'll see you on another time.
All right, Jobin.